Hello and welcome to the Breakdown Podcast from Q Radio and Ulster Rugby. I'm your host, Simon Hunter, and this week I'm joined by Andrew Trimble and Jacob Stockdale. How are you guys?
Very good, very good. It's exciting to have the wing combination of the future, isn't it? Yeah. Probably the next 5 years.
Yeah, well, Gilly and Tommy were on it a couple of weeks ago. Oh, like, so
they probably cracked the same joke.
Yeah, probably,
they?
Yeah.
Shotgun ride.
I think we've had most of the back line by now, I think, or probably most of the back three. We've had those two guys, we had KV as well before that, so we've had a lot of the back line in, and seems to be quite a bit of rivalry going on anyway.
Well, it's a nightmare at the minute, to be honest. There's so much competition for places. When you look at how many quality backs we have, you've got to be playing out of your skin. And this man beside me has, you know, put some unbelievable rugby together, scored a few tries, and he's a big hope for the future.
Thanks.
All down the line.
Yeah. No
in
pressure.
3 or 4 years'
no
time.
Yeah. No pressure whatsoever. Funnily enough, I was chatting to Rob Little, of course, teammate of yours, and he was just saying about how cool it is to kind of be in a back line with the likes of Trimby, Charles Piatau, Jared, you know, guys who are very, very experienced, and also being with some of his buddies who he's played with for a while, like yourself, Jacob.
Yeah, me and Rob played like under 18 schools together, kind of came up through the system. He's a year younger than me, so he is, but like, so there's kind of that disparity whenever he was in still school and I was in the academy. But yeah, it's pretty good to kind of come up with somebody that you know. He actually was saying really like about a week ago that we always seem to like mention each other in interviews. He's going to try and look out for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, big each other up.
Yeah, exactly.
So me and Tommy did as well. Look out for each other.
Plenty of good comments. What's it been like then in your break? It's almost, I suppose some would say, a breakthrough year for you, Jacob, and a year in which you've been doing plenty of scoring, and a year in which I'm sure you feel as if you've learned quite a lot as well.
Yeah, it's been pretty exciting. Last year I was kind of training with the seniors full time as well, but I think this year I've kind of become more part of the team, you know, and starting to get to know guys better, because as well the fact I'm not away with the under 20s anymore, so you know, I'm in the team full time. And but like saying that, like, you know, guy, the older guys like Trimby here and Tommy, you know, giving you a little bit older. Wait, 26 now?
I'm glad you mentioned that.
No, they've made it a lot easier, you know, to make that transition, and it's been pretty fun.
Well, is it a bit surreal, Trimby, for you to be mentioned in that category of inverted commas older guys? Is that a bit strange?
No, I mean, listen, it's just one of those things. It's been coming for a while, you know, I've been fortunate enough to kind of break through and play for Ulster from a young age, and I've loved every minute of it, and I want to continue. I think I've just maybe putting off getting a real job, and I think the more you play, you know, especially with young fellas coming through, you know. Yep. I love this environment. I love, you know, pushing myself every day, try and be as good as I can be, and be as good as I can be for as long as possible. And I feel like there's still a few years in me, just to continue to push on and test myself. But you know, I love this environment. I love playing for Ulster, and I want to keep doing for as long as possible.
Yeah, we mentioned the likes of Jacob and the likes of Rob coming through, and such great talent being seen coming through the ranks. Do you think in your time at Ulster, Andrew, that the academy is one of the big changes, perhaps, that there's such a great setup now that players are coming through and they're being trained alongside some of the guys in the senior team as well?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good setup, all right. I mean, I suppose with our academy at the minute, I look back to whenever I was in the academy, there was no Ulster Academy, it was a national academy, and you kind of worked hard in a dusty gym at the PEC or underneath the old stand at Ravenhill, as it was back then, and you eventually got an opportunity. You know, I think the young fellas in the academy now have kind of everything at their hands. They've got probably no excuse not to break through. They've got all the facilities, all singing, all dancing, and we've put ourselves in the position, we've put ourselves under pressure. I think we've done the same. We haven't this season definitely we haven't produced performances that's been a reflection of this the spectacle that's Kingspan Stadium now. Our coaches are world class players. We haven't lived up to that yet, and I think the academy is probably a little illustration of that as well. We need to step up and we need to live up to that, because there's so many resources. It's going to put us under pressure, and it's going to make sure that we fulfil our potential, as hopefully we do in all aspects of Ulster Rugby, just kick on and be as good as we can be.
Well, you mentioned recently that seemingly there's been a bit of a lack of a killer instinct, a cutting edge in terms of the performances this year. There have been quite a few close results that haven't necessarily gone your way. What can you do as co-captain? What do you think to yourself is what you need to do in terms of instilling that in players? Is it something that can be sort of, it's not really something that can be learned, is it? It's something that has to be,
it's very tricky,
born from within, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very hard to put your finger on it. There's been a few small moments we lost in that the last game against Munster. We put a big performance together. We were very, very physical. We were direct. Defensively, we were good. We were switched on. We were smart, and we put ourselves in positions to score tries, to score points, to put them under more pressure. And we coughed up the ball, and we made mistakes, and we were doing 90% of things really, really well. Or certainly against Munster, we did a lot of things really, really well. And we want to stand over that and kick on and push on and kind of be proud of what we produced. And just that last pass isn't going to hand, or that last decision is being made wrong. And
yep.
These are things that win and lose games. That game was lost by 2 points. There's any number of opportunities out there to make up that gap in the game, and I think once we do get that win, I think it'll be a lot easier to get the next win, because that momentum is hard to get at start, but once you have it, winning is a lot easier when you've won the week before and won the week before that. But we're on the other side of that at the minute, where we've got to manufacture that momentum and continue to be confident even though last weekend didn't go our way. So that's a big challenge, and I think that challenge, hopefully it's do or die at this stage now with the Ospreys at the weekend, but hopefully that challenge, I'm sure, I know there's a lot of character in this team, and I'm sure that challenge is going to bring the best out of us.
Yeah. Jacob, do you think there's a lot made of the depth in the back line? And there's certainly it's clear to see so many different players being able to be versatile and playing in different positions like yourself, but do you think that's perhaps been a bit of a hindrance at times when players haven't been as accustomed to certain combinations of playing together, or is it something a good bit more than that?
I think it's about both. I think you need a good balance between players that can play in different positions, but at the same time, players who are comfortable in those positions and who have got game time. Like myself, I've played 13, 15 in both wings this year, and I find whenever I get, a decent bit of game time in one position, that's whenever, I start to get more comfortable, and I can, maybe do stuff that I wouldn't usually do if I'd only played there for, half a game or a game. But at the same time, having players that can play in those different positions is really, really exciting, and it's brilliant in terms of depth as well, because you've got different players that can cover anywhere, and you're never, I don't think he's really had the problem this season of being worried that he can't cover all positions. But yeah, like you said, trying to get some sort of kind of momentum going with the same players and getting a bit of chemistry built, is really important as well.
So it sounds like it's almost something that's perhaps just around the corner. It just takes a bit more time, and then things will click, perhaps.
Yeah, you only really figure out if a combination works like by trying it and testing it, and that maybe hasn't happened as much as we'd like this season. Just through injuries and boys going away to Irish Cup and stuff like that. So there's a lot of chopping and changing within the backline. Saying that, I mean, I think our backline, I think we've fired pretty well this season. We've scored some pretty good tries, and maybe like Trimby said, before, our final pass just hasn't been good enough, and that might come down to not being quite as comfortable with each other as we'd like to be. So it might be something to look at.
Yeah, well, we're getting to such a stage in the season, hard to believe it's already, well, almost May. How are the bodies holding up? It's been a grueling one. It seems to be that the season keeps getting longer and longer, doesn't it, stretching into the summer?
I've picked up a few knocks this year and missed a few periods of the season. I haven't really put together more than you know, six games in a row before pick up a knock. So I actually feel reasonably fresh, because I just haven't played as much rugby this year as I would have liked. There's a few guys who have been grinding it out and performing well week in, week out all season. I'm sure it's tougher for them, but for me, I'm ram raring to go. I'm looking hopefully to kick on and produce another big performance this weekend anyway.
And have you enjoyed the joint captaincy this year with Rob Herring?
I have enjoyed it. It's hard. I find it difficult. It's something that put me out of my comfort zone a little bit, and it was a bit of a challenge. I feel like I sort of surprised myself that you do get the hang of it a little bit quicker than what I expected to. I've liked the setup with having Rob there and having a bit of support and kind of being in it together with someone else. And obviously, you know, this team's filled with leaders, really, with, you know, Rory, Paddy Jackson, Ryan Pienaar. There's a lot of you know, very sensible heads, you know, lads who know what to say and how to act at the right time. So I feel like I've been very, very well supported, and I've really enjoyed the experience, and I think I've got a lot out of it.
Well, there are quite a few leaders right across the park. Do you feel there's a good friendly bit of banter or rivalry between the backs and the forwards, as I suppose you typically find in a lot of squads?
Yeah, there's a bit of crack that goes on, like, you know, and like anyone, you know, like at the end of the day, we are, you know, a rugby team, like, and yeah, you know, like, you're always going to have a bit of crack between each other, but yeah, I'd say so. I'd say, yeah, the backs are definitely better, like, no doubt. But
there's a game of touch every Thursday, lasting about 10 minutes. Very biased refereeing from JD,
very,
or S&C coach, so that's probably say we'd probably come out just on top, but yeah, not, you know, not as dominant as we would have liked. We'll have to turn the screw,
yeah,
tomorrow when we get the chance.
Start kicking corners, like,
yeah.
We have some games to go, of course, but we'll come to that in just a second. What do you guys get up to then when it comes to the end of the season? And you have a good few weeks off, I think, in June, isn't it? What are the sort of things that you guys like to do off the pitch? Jacob, what about yourself?
Well, I'm planning on getting away somewhere, holidays. I haven't had a holiday in 3 years. So I'm looking forward to maybe getting a bit of sun, you know, planning on going to Portugal maybe, or Spain, something like that, and just chilling out, like, doing nothing for a couple of weeks pretty much.
That's not the description of the training camp, is it, by any chance?
No, unfortunately not. No, it's a lot more intense than that, but yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, and what about yourself, Trimby? What's the sort of plan for you then?
We've planned a holiday, in inverted commas, just because when you're going with a 2-year-old and a newborn, it mightn't be as relaxing as holidays have been in the past, but yeah, we're planning on going south of France, just take it easy, get a caravan, just chill out and do very little for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like a sort of an antidote then to the busyness of the season. Mm-hmm. Really, what do you think you guys would do then if it weren't for being professional rugby players? What were some of the things you were considering before, not necessarily other professional sports, but just in general, what sort of things had you perhaps in mind, or do you think you'd like to have done?
I'm still not sure. 32 years old and still don't quite know what I want to do. So rugby's afforded me the opportunity of just putting that off as long as possible. I'm finishing off my course at uni at the minute, so at least that'll give me something. Hopefully, maybe next year I get a bit of experience. But it's very, very vague at the minute. I'm hoping something I get some clarity on it and hopefully get my teeth into something.
Could you see a move into ministry or something along those lines, perhaps?
No. I did an undergrad in theology, but yeah, I'm doing a postgrad in finance, so I don't think anybody's ever done that
combination. That combination, and then sort of gone into.
It could create a niche, actually. but yeah, no, I'm still not sure. I'm not going to go into ministry anyway. But it'll be more around the finance.
In the finance.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right.
Christian finance.
Yeah, the best kind. Tax free.
Certainly a niche there anyway. Jacob, what about yourself? What are some of the things you have maybe given a thought to in the past?
Well, I did my first semester of a criminology degree at Jordanstown, and like, I was doing it full time and I actually quite, you know, quite enjoyed it, but unfortunately, like, rugby came knocking and didn't have any time. Like, I was in my fifth week of my second semester, and my lecturer emailed me and was like, "You do realise you were meant to come back after Christmas?" 'Cause she just hadn't seen me. So
yeah,
I think probably if I hadn't been playing rugby, like, I would have just continued to do that, and it's like always something I've been quite interested in. My dad, he works in the prison service, and you know, that's always something I kind of thought, like, you know, suited me, like, some, you know, not necessarily police work, but you know, maybe them working, you know, with maybe like prisoners, in terms of the cycle of, you know, leaving prison, and then, you know, they get the vicious cycle of committing a crime because can't get a job and going back in, and that's something I've always been, you know, quite interested in. So we'll probably be trying to kick on with that.
Yeah, definitely very interesting areas. Yeah, and what about some of the other sports that you guys like to maybe play occasionally? Maybe a bit of golf, perhaps, or a bit of tennis every so often. Yeah. Things that you maybe play with some of the other guys in the squad.
Yeah, I play a bit of golf, but my golf's been put on hold really, just with family and kids, and
yeah,
there's just no time for it. But yeah, golf. Play a bit of golf every now and again.
Yeah. Gerald, we're hearing about Gerald, Andrew's son. Remind us a bit about Gerald.
Well, that was before. More of an off-air story.
Too dangerous to go. We'll not go into this right now. We're certainly not going to do it right now. Well, again, I think back to the rugby is probably the safest thing. Ospreys Saturday. Ospreys being one of the tougher teams probably to travel to. What are the thoughts in the camp? What's the mood in the camp? You mentioned yourself, Andrew. It's a must-win, really.
Yeah, absolutely. At this stage, I think we're in a position where, you know, our backs are against the wall a bit, and we've put ourselves in that position. So now it's you know, this weekend's a cup final for us. If we don't win, you know, we're more or less out. Again, when you put yourself in these positions, you find out what we're really made of. So I fully believe that we are capable of going over there and getting a win. It's going to take a massive, massive effort, a big, big performance. But there's a lot of quality in this team, and there's a lot of character as well, and whenever we're up against it, I think we can produce a big one. We did it last year. I think we know in the back of our heads that it's possible to do, but we know it's going to be very tough. So I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Yeah, and hopefully some good conditions, Jacob, for running rugby.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, we've kind of got a bit of a history of going over and actually doing a bit of a job on Ospreys. Remember, Trimmy, you scored that try. Was it last season? Two seasons ago.
Do we have to talk about that?
Yeah, you were you're amazing, so you are.
Yeah, but
it's time for that later.
Yeah. That's off air as well. So, hopefully I can get over and their pitch tends to be pretty good this time of year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tends to be, yeah.
It is.
I've never been, like, so I'm just kinda spitballing here, but yeah, so hopefully get over and it's, you know, dry and sunny and play a bit of rugby.
Yeah, well, of course, we've been mentioning a bit about the summer, but we know it's an unusual summer in the sense that we have a Lions tour going to New Zealand, and a good bit of selection for three of the Ulster boys, namely Rory, Hendy and Jared as well. So there's a fair bit of excitement. I think with social media now, it's fair to say that you can't escape the various stories that come out, or it's great to be able to see. You're scrolling through your newsfeed, even probably when you wake up, for most people, the various things that are going on, and we see all the Ulster guys, all you guys basically around at the same time for the live announcement of the selection. That's quite a special moment, really.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised I didn't get the call from Warren myself, like, but no, it was pretty exciting. Like, we were all sitting, you know, in our lunchroom, and somebody just stuck it up on the TV, and we were all watching it together. And the players, like, this, you know, they're selected. They don't know until, you know, they know exactly the same time, you know, when it's announced on the TV, and it was pretty exciting. Like, everybody went absolutely nuts. It was, you know, it was kind of a nice buzz around the team as well that afternoon. We trained pretty well after, so yeah.
Well, from the experience of Chicago, what are the things that the Lions need to be careful of this summer? I mean, I say that thinking to myself, why do I even need to mention the challenge of playing the All Blacks? But how much of a boost is that going to give Warren Gatland and the boys, knowing that Ireland, you know, you guys did one on them last November?
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty special occasion. It was great to be a part of it. I think maybe there was just an element of, we sort of came to the realization that they're human, and, you know, we proved that it's possible. Up until that, you were going, this, how do you do this? How do you go about beating the All Blacks? But you know, I think you're kind of getting at, you know, what are there any weaknesses in this team, or where can you, how can you play, what sort of style can you play? And to be honest, there's very, very few. You just have to do everything unbelievably well. You have to be unbelievably clinical in everything you do. Your breakdown has to be incredible. Your shape, your pattern, everything. Your defence needs to be good. I mean, there's, to be fair, it's a big ask. You know, there's a lot of quality in that Lions selection as well. There's a lot of quality players, and you know, I've never been involved, but it sounds like the whole buzz and the atmosphere and the environment in the Lions camp is just incredible to be a part of it. So that'll give them another boost as well, and it's exciting for those boys. You know, you're talking about, you know, whenever the selection happened, and you know, Jared was there, Rory and Hendy weren't there at the time, but you know, it's so exciting for Jared, you know, and everybody to be a part of it for him, you know, getting that good news. And there was, as Jacob says, there's a real buzz, and that's a really exciting moment for any guy's career, to get selected for the Lions, and then just everything that comes with it. I'm sure the boys are absolutely chomping at the bit to get out there and you know, get into tour.
Well, we're no stranger to the passionate speeches we see now, of course, once again, social media, YouTube, etc., from the Lions tours. In terms of Ulster, are you a captain that likes to give speeches before games for Ulster? Or lead from the front, maybe on the pitch instead? Is that more the?
Yeah, I think I'm. It's probably something that wouldn't really come naturally to me. I've had to work at it a bit, and maybe just be clear in what I'm trying to say, and just be simple, keep it simple. And I suppose that's you know, when a message is at its best, whenever it's clear and direct and everybody knows exactly what you're getting at and knows what's required of them when we go out in the pitch. And but as you say, you know, I think it's one thing saying this, that, the other, but if you can go out there and deliver, if you feel like you can lead by example, you know, that goes a long way to putting meaning behind your words. And I've enjoyed that. I've enjoyed the challenge of it. It's, as I said, it's put me out of my comfort zone massively, but it's a good experience, and I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, what are some of
your highlights? What do you think?
Straight to it. What do you think? Go on.
What about Trimby's? Trimby's speeches.
Be signed, mate. Yeah.
some of the best speeches I've ever heard. Like, and,
I suppose you haven't seen them on social media.
They're just scared. They're too intense. Like, put them up online.
Too intense. Yeah.
Scare people. Yeah, trying to be pretty kind of concise and to the point, like in the changing room. You know, just this is what we have to do, this is how we're going to do it. And then, but once we're out in the pitch, like, you're a bit of a different animal, like.
Yeah, it's hard to. It's very tempting to kind of just talk and say loads of stuff. And I just find you're way less likely to muck up or say something you don't mean, or say something with a lack of clarity whenever. You're just short and to the point.
Yep.
And I think you give the lads credit. You know, we're all professional, we're all mature, we've played enough rugby to know what's required of us. You know, when we go to the Liberty Stadium, everybody knows this is a cup final, so probably, you know, weekends like this, the less said the better. Everybody knows that a big performance is required from every individual, every unit, the team collectively. I think that the less said the better for a game like this weekend, for example.
Just a few quick fire questions I want to sort of. I haven't really asked these of the others who've been in with us so far, you know, the likes
of
Kevin and so
on.
Yeah. See, I don't even have to be diplomatic. You just guys just sort of come up with it. But just a few random, just to sort of think of the first person that comes to mind when I ask you these questions here. So, who would you say the funniest person in the squad is, barring yourselves, if you were to sort of nominate yourselves? Who do you think, out of everyone that you play with at the minute at Ulster, who do you think the funniest guy is?
Nominate Jackie.
I really find Al Connor funny. He's just a really weird man. So not so much. I don't think he intends it either. Like, intends to be funny, but you just watch him. Just watch him sometimes.
Pete,
like,
Brown as well, actually.
Yeah.
Or Shanahan.
Unintentional as well.
Pete's more intentional.
Yeah, Shanahan's very unintentional.
Yeah,
Who do you think has? Who do you think has got the best music in the squad? Is that sort of thing that you guys tend to listen to, obviously between games when you're travelling a bit on buses and so on, mm-hmm. and airports and stuff? Who do you think has the best sort of music taste?
I think
that's usually quite a controversial one.
I think there's a strange music taste in the squad in general. Mm-hmm. Today, for example,
we were listening to the Grease soundtrack in the changing room.
I walked past the changing room and I was like, are they playing Grease Lightning?
Honestly,
in there?
We were buzzing. We were like dancing, singing, loving it.
Because in our changing room, it was Stormzy, like
Stormzy,
the youngsters. Stormzy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bit of a Dubai then. Yeah.
Dirty Dancing in Grease
soundtrack. Who would you say is the biggest prankster in the squad? Who do you think can potentially be the most irritating? Are there guys who
irritating?
Go way to.
Well, I think there's only one. There's only one candidate for that. I think we know as well. I think the listeners know.
Yeah, well, maybe that's the. Yeah, I think it maybe goes without saying, perhaps. Yeah. What about most stylish? Who do you think would be the most stylish?
I fancy myself for that. Like,
self nominated.
Yeah.
either you or. Stormzy maybe.
Brett Heron.
Yeah.
Is a man. Mm-hmm. I was at their apartment before I came here. Brett rocked out in all black everything with a big silver chain on. So he's a man that like that fancy himself. Like,
it's, you know, maybe it's good. Maybe a look that's not appreciated in Belfast.
That's it, yeah, it's very yeah, it's very London, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were stuck, stranded somewhere, desert island, middle of an ocean, no one to contact but one other person, who do you think you'd have with you? Trimby, what about yourself? Who do you think?
Well,
one other person in the squad.
My wife.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, in the squad.
Yeah, in the squad.
Because of the palace, like, yeah. She's coming in next season.
Switched off there for a second. Jacob, obviously.
Oh, yeah,
thanks.
You see, it's the whole theme of the whole thing. Jacob, would you say the same? Are you going to say someone else?
You're going to scream it.
Yeah. I'd probably bring Waza, because he's a practical man. Like, do you know what I mean? Can build stuff. Like,
that's a great shout.
Isn't
yeah.
I thought so.
He builds tables and chairs and stuff. It's not much use on Desert Island.
Driftwood on another one. Yeah, Desert Island.
Well, if we didn't at least get off the island, like, he'd make it comfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We could sit down and have a nice meal at our table.
I suppose, like, but you're still going to dive.
Have a nice experience before that happens, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Well, it's a bit surreal as well, talking about the likes of Ruan departing, a real servant, I suppose, of Ulster Rugby for 7-8 years, and someone who Jacob, I'm sure, since you've broken through the ranks, have learned a lot from, and Trimby, you've played alongside a heck of a lot as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, it as you say, it goes without saying, you know, Ruan, everybody who follows Ulster Rugby, who's seen Ruan play, is fully aware of what he brings in the pitch, and then a lot of people maybe aren't aware of how good a lad he is off the pitch as well. And he's going to be a massive loss, and he's pretty irreplaceable. Having said that, it's exciting to see, you know, the potential of one or two guys getting the opportunity to step up and fill those shoes for next season. So it's a big loss, and we're obviously gutted to lose him, but we got to move on, and we got to put ourselves under pressure to fill that gap, and it's going to be exciting to see what happens there.
How influential has he been for you, Jacob, coming through in the backs this season?
Yeah, when I kind of got to know Ruan really well, and kind of the last season, but as as a young lad kind of coming into the system, and trying to ingratiate yourself into the back line, like, he's been fantastic, you know. When you're not training, like, he's the nicest lad you can meet, you know, very like mellow and, you know, really dead on. But, you know, on the pitch, he's kind of managed, you know, he's kept me in line pretty well. Like, you get a bit of a slap around the ear, you know, if you do something stupid. So yeah, I think just, you know, from what kind of all aspects, he's been pretty brilliant for me. Yeah.
And a good opportunity for fans potentially to see him in the Babas game coming up the 1st of June at the Kingspan.
Yeah, that'll be fun to be a part of that, all right. Hopefully get a big crowd down, and usually Ulster supporters will get behind it and make it, I suppose just not take it that seriously, just go out and have a laugh, throw the ball about, and, you know, this is the sport we've all grown up loving, and then you get turned professional and then it just becomes intense, and there's an element of enjoyment on the pitch, but it's getting the job done, and that's why occasions like that, out playing for the Barbarians, is just a chance just to have the crack and throw the ball about and try not to get hockey too much by a pretty incredible Barbarian.
We certainly look forward to that and seeing what happens in the next couple of games. But gents, thanks so much for coming in, and an absolute pleasure.
Cheers, Simon.
Cheers, thanks. Boys, thanks very much.